This is Fresh Air. Over the past few months, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has introduced us to the work of several contemporary Eastern European musicians. Today he has a review of a recent album by Hungarian composer Gyorgy Kurtág. Lloyd says the music is difficult, but rewards repeated listening. Some of it, like this song, Hurdy-Gurdy Waltz, is even comic.
Last summer at the Monadnock Music Festival in New Hampshire, and a week later at the Festival of Contemporary Music at Tanglewood, the hills of New England were alive with the sound of Gyorgy Kurtág. Audiences were treated to, or confronted with, the first American performances of the Hungarian composer's song cycle, Kafka Fragments, sung by Adrienne Csengery, the soprano for whom they were written, and who seems to be Kurtág's muse. I couldn't get to those performances, but people were excited about them. There isn't much Kurtág on records, but I did find an LP on the Hungariton label made a couple of years ago that includes Csengery in two earlier Kurtág song cycles, Messages of the Late R.V. Trusova and Scenes from a Novel. Like the Kafka series, which contains many short fragments excerpted from Kafka's letters and diaries, both of these cycles consist mainly of short, haiku-like poems in Russian by the poet Dalos Rima. Messages of the Late R.V. Trusova is the more ambitious of the two cycles, 21 poems divided into three sections, Loneliness, A Little Erotic, and the longest section, Bitter Experience, Delight, and Grief. The poems reticently trace the progress of an extremely sensual, occasionally tender, but ultimately unhappy relationship. The vocal line owes a lot, maybe too much, to the hyper-romantic expressionism of Berg and Schoenberg. There's even a little bit of the musicalized speech inflection Schoenberg called Sprechstimme. Csengery, who has sung Mozart heroines at Glyndebourne and gone on to heavier roles, is a powerful interpreter. But there's even greater variety, freshness, and delicacy in the accompaniment, played on this recording by the greatest chamber group in the world, the Ensemble Intercontemporain, under the direction of its founder, Pierre Boulez. There are also solo passages for the cimbalom, a Hungarian version of the dulcimer, a stringed instrument struck with hammers. The soloist, Marta Fabian, makes it feel both sinister and nostalgic. Here are two consecutive poems from the Bitter Experience section, complete. The first, Love Me, says, Love me, forgive me, my wishes are so simple. The second, called Account, says, An eye for an eye, love for love, and then the sweet shame of the balance paid by installments.
Thank you. Babuka. Любовь за любовь.
The cycle ends with more resignation than bitterness. Quote, "For everything we did together at some time, I'm paying." The other cycle on the album, Scenes from a Novel, uses only three instruments, cymbalom, violin, and double bass. Kurtag's inventiveness undercuts the poetic melodrama. He even makes jokes. The album closes with an independent song, The Brief Farewell, poignantly sung by Csengery, who is accompanied this time by the composer himself.
Adrian Csengery and Gyorgy Kurtag. Lord Schwartz reviewed an album of Kurtag's music on the Hungariton label. Lord is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.